Catherine Collis is a native Santa Barbarian who, at the age of 12, attended the avant-garde Summerhill School in Suffolk, England. Summerhill, you'll remember, was the original free school founded by A.S. Neill, whose freedom, not license, form of learning encouraged authenticity and creativity as a way of life, qualities that have been central to Catherine's personality and work ever since. A couple of years later, back in Santa Barbara, she had a powerful dream about an island whose name began with the letter I. She'd never heard the word before. It sounded like a Greek word, and she spent the next 2 years searching through lots of Greek island references and Greek names all beginning with I. It was on her flight back to England to attend Brockmore, the Krishnamurti school in England, that her flight seatmate told her about the sacred island of Iona, which turned out to be a mere day's journey from her new school in the Midlands. It felt like being struck by a bolt of lightning, and she knew in a moment that the dream had been prophetic. In a few months, this teenager hitchhiked to Iona, a story in itself, and found herself drawn to a holy house on the north side of the island, where she was welcomed by the proprietist with no advance notice and introduced to its sanctuary room. And the rest is history. Within a few years, the owner deeded that holy house to Catherine as a wedding present when she married Roger Collis in the chapel at Findhorn, the spiritual community in which they were both living at the time and to which they continued to contribute as board members of the foundation. Ultimately, though, Catherine deeded the holy house on Iona to Findhorn as the custodians of its sanctuary. But it has remained the center of nearly 40 years of teaching and leading retreats there for Catherine. The next big calling took the Collises back to America to co-found the Lorien Association with David Spangler and Dorothy McLean, two of Findhorn's leading luminaries. It's still running today. The Lorien Association is anchored by the inspiration and teaching of David Spangler, and it supports the development of a new consciousness with new kinds of learning and practice that enable its followers to really hear the call of the world and respond to the global turmoil of today. In the 90s, the Collises formed an additional nonprofit organization, Pacifica International, to improve cross-cultural awareness and human understanding. Through Pacifica, they initiated international projects and new business and educational exchanges, especially with Russia and China. Well, as an example, Catherine was the administrator and Roger the leader of 5 conferences on sustainable economic development in mainland China. Others were held in India and Europe. Among the projects in Russia was one that developed vocational training in orphanages so that the children weren't doomed to repeat their lost parents' lives. With the turn of the new millennia, Catherine was one of a group of women establishing the Millionth Circle Initiative. Jean Shinoda Bolen was another of the founders. Millionth Circle is a women's movement dedicated to seeding circles and imparting skills in dialogue and facilitation to women in different parts of the world as a means to empower and promote needed change. As the mother of 2 grown daughters and now a new grandmother, Catherine understands gender issues and the need to build support and empowerment for women globally. She has taught and shepherded dozens of these circles in the U.S., abroad, and on Iona. Several years ago, another calling brought the Collises to Ojai, where they were asked to become directors of the Meditation Mount, reorganizing and revisioning the work there. The most recent call has been to La Casa de Maria in Montecito, where Catherine now serves as the spiritual director of the Center for Spiritual Renewal. Now, this means that we could reserve a quiet few days in that beautiful stone house and bask in its atmosphere and good food, and learn from the ready wisdom of its director. Catherine is a lifelong meditation teacher and educator, a sought-after spiritual counselor, retreat, and workshop leader. But for our purposes, it's great to know that she is a very good friend of our author, John Philip Newell, and the pilgrimages she has led to the Isle of Iona for over 4 decades make her a good speaker to introduce the ideas and visions of his new book that are close to her own heart and experience. Let's welcome Catherine with Warmth and Word and Life's special blessing.